Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, you guys. Happy Sunday. I hope everybody's doing good today. So I want to come on here and do, a video slash probably a documentary, child. I don't know how long this is going to be, but I wanted to talk about the baby. A lot of people keep sending me the stories of his latest fight. He had a shootout the other day at his house. It's always some drama around this guy. And I've been researching the baby for, you know, several years now. And we even talk about him on the Discord. I put together several things where I just feel like there's something going on with him. Like when I see him, I get a really bad vibe. He has a lot of dark energy around him. And even though he tries to talk woke when he goes live sometimes and tries to talk all deep, I don't buy anything that comes out his mouth. I believe all of that is just a facade. And the person who he is, I go off of his actions. This man has had nothing but chaos and drama surrounding him from the time he's come into the industry. And I want to kind of break that down in this video. This is the dark side of the baby. So let me take you back a few years. DaBaby, a.k.a. Jonathan Lindell Kirk, he first started rapping and he went by the name Baby Jesus. So the fact that he chose the name Baby Jesus, that said a lot to me even back then. Because as we all know, you know, comparing yourself to the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, child, that's a big deal. And to use the moniker Baby Jesus, of course, that caused controversy. And again, DaBaby is an agent of chaos, so he wanted that controversy. And once the controversy got too big, he ended up saying that he wanted to drop it because it was very politically charged. It was going to become a distraction. So at that point back in 2017, he decided to drop the name Baby Jesus and just go by DaBaby. Now, another controversy that was brewing back then, he was trying to, you know, get more exposure, get more notoriety, was the fact that he was also walking around in diapers. And it was part of this gimmick that he had. And he's walking around in diapers. He was at Southwest by Southwest, walking around in the diaper. And like I said, back then, he was still calling himself Baby Jesus. He was doing music videos in diapers. He was going to radio stations in diapers. And it was just very weird. Like, people didn't really understand it. Later on, he took to the Breakfast Club and he said that this was all premeditated. It was a marketing scheme. And he decided to do it because people like 6ix9ine, you know, he ran around with rainbow hair and it turned people's heads and it helped him blow up. So he thought him walking around in an adult Depends diaper would do the same thing for him. Once again, an agent of chaos. Let me do the most craziest things, the most, you know, things that you wouldn't think anybody would want to do. And hope that it goes viral, hope that it catches on. So eventually, he did catch the eye of the industry because he was willing to humiliate himself. So, of course, the industry was very interested in this young man who's been walking around in a diaper for the past year and a half. Well, not the same one. I'm assuming he changed them and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to change a baby's pamper every, you know, 3 to 4 hours, honey. So finally, the industry came calling. And what I found very interesting is that, you know, once he signed the deal, they came, you know, to him. He was making a name for himself in North Carolina. He gets into this shootout, okay, where he ends up killing a man. And for a long time, DaBaby was saying it was a robbery. You know, this dude tried to rob him inside Walmart. I never really looked deep into it until now. Now, what I found very interesting about this is when DaBaby was canceled this summer for his rant on the LGBT community when he was at Rolling Loud, he said a lot of disparaging things. He basically got up on stage and he said, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up. Then he said, fellas, if you ain't sucking the peen in the parking lot, put your phone lighters up. So when he said that on the stage of Rolling Loud, and let's not forget at the time he had Tory Lanez on there with him, and he was supposed to be friends, quote unquote, back then with Meg Thee Stallion. So he brings out Tory Lanez, who's another agent of chaos, and he makes this statement and it goes viral.
Who the fuck threw that motherfucking busted ass goddamn Adidas?
Well, what a lot of people didn't know is that the young lady who was the cousin of the young boy who got killed at Walmart by the baby, she came out and she started speaking out. And at that time, they were trying to get a hashtag going called Justice for Jalen. And so she came out speaking about this, like the baby should have been canceled after my cousin was killed. And a lot of people were calling her a clout chaser. They were going in on her. They started dragging her so much so that she ended up basically deleting her social media. But a lot of her stuff is archived, and this was off from July 28, 2021. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys what she had to say. She says, now that so many are apt to cancel him, are we ready to talk about the murder that he committed in November 2018? There was no robbery. Hashtag justice for Jalen. My cousin Jalen Craig was shot and killed by the baby on November 5th, 2018. He lied and said that Jalen was trying to rob him and he was shot in self-defense shortly after he blew up on the scene and had the nerve to brag about it in his songs. The baby is a killer and a menace. On November 5th, 2018, 19-year-old Jalen Craig had just gotten off of work. Jalen and his friend Henry, known to his family and friends as Spanky, went to the Walmart store after work to go buy Long Johns. As they made their way to the men's undergarments section, Jalen and Spanky damn near lost their shit when they caught a glimpse of who they thought was an up-and-coming local rapper, DaBaby. He hadn't really blown up at this point, but both men were fans of his music and had been following him on social media for quite some time. Can you imagine the excitement that they felt? They were excited as they navigated the aisles of the store to buy their wares and cross paths with them again. But this time, in spite of their genuine, innocent, pure excitement to see him up close, Kirk became agitated. After spewing a few words, he assaulted Henry with a punch to the face. A scuffle ensued. Jalen attempted to defuse the situation and break up the fight. Kirk's girlfriend punched Jalen in the face while still entangled with Spanky. Kirk fired a shot from the illegal unregistered gun as Jalen tried to run. Ballistics and physical evidence show that Jalen was shot in the back, in the backside of his torso while trying to flee. One of the detectives who worked on the case told the family that this incident was never being investigated as a robbery gone bad. Yet the lies have been told, recirculated, referenced in rap songs, and adopted to be the truth by the masses is that my cousin was a thug who tried and got what he deserved. No, no, it's quite the opposite. Not only did DaBaby kill Jalen, he perpetuated a lie that continues to assassinate Jalen's character and tarnish his good name. Well, my family and I have had enough. In another tweet, she goes on to say, their generation has come of age at a time when their heroes are within reach. Social media and the opportunity to feel connected to the stars they revere in real time creates a certain familiarity and curiosity that was previously unheard of. He loved his parents, grandparents, and siblings. Jalen graduated high school with honors in 2017, went to land a job where he worked hard and was well-liked and was a highly productive employee. He was so laid back and easygoing with a perfect bright white smile. I shared my story about Jalen because the truth needed to be told. This isn't about followers, clout, or attention. If anyone has any questions on the case, please contact his parents. So that is what she wrote. But like I said, a lot of his fans ended up attacking this young woman and she deleted her Instagram at that time. And so I went to go look up more information about the story because I'm like, the way he's so violent towards people and he's so quick to just pop off, maybe what she's saying has some merit. And I ended up finding the video of the parents speaking about their son Jalen, who was a teenager. But a lot of the media reports act like it was, you know, a grown man who came up to the baby with a gun and tried to rob him in the store. So y'all go ahead and watch this news clip really quick.
Far, no one has been charged in last night's deadly shooting that happened inside the Walmart in Huntersville.
Police saying now this started as a fight in the store. Reporter Glenn Counts learned the first officer on the scene was actually out in the parking lot and heard the gunfire. Glenn?
Well, Scott, it's not unusual for police to be here. As a matter of fact, an officer is here right now. Now, all of the participants hung around last night and gave police their story, and that might be one of the reasons why, to this point, no one has been arrested. Walmart shoppers didn't expect to have to run for their lives last night, but that's exactly what happened when shots rang out in the produce section. Shoppers who came here today before 1 o'clock were turned away.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It usually feels pretty safe around here.
Huntersville police say that 19-year-old Jalen Craig was shot and killed after he got into a fight in the produce section with several other men. One of them pulled out a gun and fired 2 to 3 shots, striking Craig in the abdomen. He was pronounced here on scene.
We just heard he got into an altercation with some rapper. That's what it was going around on Instagram.
Jaden Major is a friend of the victim. Police have not confirmed the details that led up to the shooting. Major says his friend's death has been very difficult to deal with.
It hurt me. And it hurt a couple of his friends because a couple of his friends called me crying about it.
We checked Jalen's background and he has never been arrested before. Police have not identified the shooter and so far haven't made an arrest. Jalen's friends are standing by him.
From the morning he worked from like 6 to like 4 o'clock. Okay. He's a hardworking dude.
Well, 4 people were taken to the police station and questioned extensively last night. Keep in mind that regardless of what was said, Walmart has a very extensive security camera system, and it's hard to imagine that the whole affair wasn't kept.
And tonight I sat down with Jalen Craig's parents, who are absolutely devastated and say their son was a fan of the rapper before he was shot and killed. But here in court today, a key witness failed to show up, so the state did not press charges.
We feel like we didn't get any justice. To have the guy look at us with a smirk in court as if he won that battle.
A family is heartbroken after charges are dropped against the rapper they believe killed their son.
Angry, upset.
Jalen Craig's parents sat lifeless in their home. Outside the courthouse, Jonathan Kirk, better known as the rapper DaBaby, walked free.
To walk down on you and your whole family, threaten y'all, whip out on y'all. Let me see what y'all gonna do.
The deadly shooting happened back in November inside a Huntersville Walmart. Jalen Craig's parents say they saw the security video and say he was trying to defuse the fight before he was shot and killed.
The rapper instigated and started it. You can see him on camera attacking my son's friend.
The first punch.
See me buying baby clothes and show me how tough that is.
They say no one knows what started the fight.
But everybody ran with it because the rapper said it was a robbery.
Right.
It was never a robbery, ever. No.
The family says a key witness, a Walmart employee, did not show up to court to testify. Also not seen in court was the Walmart security video.
No one can say anything bad about Jalen.
Loved ones describe Jalen as a normal 19-year-old.
With the million dollar smile.
That's why he didn't smoke or anything, because he wasn't going to mess up those teeth for nobody. He had the perfect set of teeth.
Now they want justice.
We're not going to stop fighting.
And now the district attorney says no other charges will be filed in this deadly shooting. But that won't stop Jalen Craig's family from seeking justice and trying to get someone to take responsibility for their son's death. They are asking anyone who was at that Walmart in Huntersville that night to come forward with information.
You guys just saw that news clip, and I feel really bad for the parents. And my thing is, if it was really a robbery, most people who want to rob somebody, especially if they see that there's a celebrity in the vicinity, they would have went outside and waited and watched. That's what wolves do. They sit and they watch. They watch what car you go to, and then they walk up to the car, and then they're going to do their stick up. Who in their right mind would try and rob somebody in the middle of Walmart in front of a bunch of customers, in front of cameras, security, and everything else? And these are teenagers. And the fact that he was shot running from the scene, and the only reason why Jalen even got involved is because DaBaby punched his friend. And so he tried to get involved to break up the fight. So, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but to me, that shows a very dark, narcissistic side of DaBaby, that he wants fans, but he wants them on his own terms. And he feels like if he's with his family, you have no right to bother him. Now, I get that, because I've been recognized when I've gone out and things like that. But if they're just wanting to say, hey, or, you know, you're my favorite artist, a simple, you know, thanks y'all for the support. I'm with my family right now, but I appreciate the love. that would have been enough for those young boys. You know what I'm saying? So it's very sad that he thought not only was it okay to punch a fan, but then had no qualms about pulling out a gun and shooting them in the middle of Walmart. That is very, very disturbing, okay? So now what's so crazy, after that whole fight, DaBaby was doing interviews and he was talking about it. And in one of the interviews, he says this: "From my end, it was unavoidable. It wasn't my action, it was my reaction. At the end of the day, my family was right there, my daughter, so hell nah, I don't lose no sleep." So that was an interview that he did back in like 2019. Now, what's very interesting is that less than a year later, he was getting ready to drop his sophomore album, which he named Kirk, and that was his legal last name. That was the last name of his father. His father ended up passing away unexpectedly in 2019, okay? So almost a year after that shooting death of the young man, DaBaby's father ends up dying. To this day, and he's talked about it in his rap songs, to this day, DaBaby does not even know like what killed his father, why his father died, but the father ended up passing away. Now, this is one of the things that he said that was on The Shade Room. He says, "One month after I signed and dropped my debut album, Baby on the Baby, in 2019, my little brother hit me and told me my daddy was found dead in his crib." So that was 1 month after he signed the record deal and dropped his debut album. So when he made his sophomore album, he ended up naming that album Kirk to represent him and his father. Then he says, "I was the hottest rapper in the world, spending my entire breakthrough year hurting behind a fake ass smile, using my hustle to block out how fucked up I was about my daddy dying unexpectedly." Now, like I said, what's very crazy about the situation is that he's told media outlets that to this day, he does not know what killed his father. His father wasn't sick. He wasn't dying. He was a relatively healthy man. He was on tour and he got a call from the little brother that their dad had died. Now, what's even more interesting is that he then went on to say this: June 2020, Rockstar went number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and stayed the number one song in the world for 7 weeks straight. On November 3rd, 2020, my big brother committed suicide. I was the top streaming artist in the world at the time I lost my big brother. All that along with the other shit I can't speak on. So something with this whole situation is very disturbing to me. And I remember posting about his big brother passing away on the Discord. So I'm going to go ahead and show you guys the big brother's last message and the baby talking about it.
"I done this, how much y'all done that? They don't really care. It's all about them. It's all about their life. What they like, when they like it. Y'all gotta understand also, they gonna do what they wanna do no matter what. It's no matter what. They gonna do what they wanna do. And that's just how it go. They're going to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. I'm here to let you know that a lot of y'all guys think y'all got a down chick or girl that really..."
You know what? 95 out of 5% of y'all motherfuckers think I'm bullshitting. I really don't give a fuck. I don't. It's not gonna hurt me to die. It's not gonna hurt me to live. But I'm tired of living. I'm tired of submitting myself to the cause of fucking human rights that don't mean shit to me. I'm tired. I'm done with this shit. So let my life be a motherfucking example for you fucks. You fucks that think they got there just because you famous. You fucks things. Man, look. Do what you do. You see this? I'm at peace, nigga. So you motherfuckers be at peace. And fuck you.
Good morning. Check on your people. Somebody probably wants you to call and say, "What's up, bro? You straight?" Do that.
All right, so you guys just saw that really disturbing video of DaBaby's brother, you know, basically almost blaming him and blaming his fame for his depressed state. And granted, you can't just blame somebody solely for somebody else's suicide. You know, it could have been a mixture of sibling rivalry, jealousy, anger, him feeling left behind as his brother's fame was rising. But either way, it ended up being reported on November 3rd, 2020, that the brother of DaBaby was killed in a shooting Tuesday afternoon in Northeast Charlotte, according to police sources. Channel 9 learned that Glenn Johnson was shot and killed in a parking lot of the Berkeley Place Drive off of Mallard Creek Church Road. Johnson is the brother of Charlotte Ray's rapper DaBaby. So he ended up shooting himself. The police ended up coming. They tried to save him, take him to the hospital. And he ended up passing away. Now, what I find very interesting about this, looking at this from a, you know, esoterical point, are the dates. Now, if you remember when the cousin came out, she said that her cousin, Jalen Craig, was shot and killed by DaBaby on November 5th, 2018. DaBaby's older brother ended up killing himself by gunshot wound. He shot himself in the head on November 3rd. He was killed on the 5th of 2018. The baby brother killed himself on November 3rd of 2020. Then on November 4th of 2020, right, the baby comes out with that whole message about check on your peoples for me. But meanwhile, 2 years before this, he had taken that young boy's life on November 5th. I just find this very, very strange. The dates, everything that's going on. I can't find a specific date of when his father died. All I'm seeing is that he passed in 2019, but I don't know what specific month or date. But the fact that the brother died literally 2 years to the day that DaBaby did that killing of that young man is very eerie. Ever since this young man, Jalen, lost his life unexpectedly and viciously at the Walmart, DaBaby's father passed, his brother ends up, you know, committing suicide. And then since then, it's just been nothing but strings and strings of bad news showing the dark side of DaBaby. So now what's very interesting about the situation is that his brother died November 3rd, 2020. And then in 2020, he went through one controversy after another, after another, after another. So one of the big controversies that he went through in 2020 was that he basically slapped the hell out this woman at a concert. Supposedly, she had put a cell phone light in his face trying to get a picture. And his natural reaction was to just basically slap the shit out of her. Then he caught himself trying to clean it up and, you know, apologize on live. So let me read to you guys this whole TMZ update. They said the woman who DaBaby struck over the weekend has lawyered up and it sounds like they're ready to have a chat with DaBaby. Attorney Matt Morgan tells TMZ. Morgan and Morgan has been retained to represent the interests of Tyronisha Laws. Miss Laws has received DaBaby's Instagram message, and we look forward to speaking to Mr. Kirk. So I'm going to go ahead and show you guys the videos of DaBaby talking about the situation and the video. Y'all check this out.
I do sincerely apologize. You know, I do. I'm very sorry that there was a female on the other end of that flashlight on that phone. But you know, keep in mind, I couldn't see you because you got the flash this close to me, which is okay, it's no problem. A lot of people did. They didn't put it as close as you put it, but a lot of people had flash on me and that's okay. You know, that's what I signed up for. That's the risk I take when coming to, you know, put on the show for my fans, you know. Is dangerous, you know, I'm blindsided, cool, fuck it, I'm with it. But out of all them fans, you know, how many people knew how to zoom in? Just zoom in instead of popping me in my motherfucking eye with the phone. So I do apologize, it was a female on the other end, but male, I think by this time, you know, it's a well-known fact that like, male or female, I would have responded the same exact way. You know?
My head was hurting really, really bad. And like the top of my right cheekbone, it was like hurting, like it was tender. So I did go to the hospital and I was diagnosed with a contusion to my cheekbone. He still makes a joke about it. Like, yesterday. He uploaded something on his page in a clothing store making a joke about it. So I don't feel like, you know, he was sincere with the apology. I was embarrassed. You know, I got people calling me, writing me on Instagram through fake pages, you know, people seeing me at my job, like saying, oh, you're the girl that you know, got slapped. Like, it's embarrassing. My daughter waking up in the middle of the night crying, you know, overhearing me on the phone with my lawyer talking about the situation. Like, it's hateful. We went upstairs on the stairway to take a picture at the picture booth by the stage, and I see security saying, move, everyone move out the way. And I was standing next to a young lady, and all of a sudden, I turn around and I says to my boyfriend, I said, there go the baby, he's coming through. So the young lady standing to the right of me, she pulled out her camera. She had on a blue long sleeve. It was like a rumple type. And I see her put her flash on her phone and reach up. But I'm not for sure if she hit him with the phone or had the, I know the flash was on the phone. And all of a sudden, he smacks me. And when he smacks me, I fall down onto her and somebody else. They did not offer me medical service. They gave me a hard time at first trying to even give me a police report. And I demanded that I was not going to leave without a police report because of the simple fact that I had witnesses showing it. Even the security that worked for the club told them that he witnessed me get slapped.
All right. So that was in March of 2020. Then in October of 2020, there was a huge gunfight that erupted near a music video that DaBaby was shooting. Now, they're saying that it had nothing to do with him, but it's very interesting that this gunfight erupted so close to a music video that he was shooting. And this took place in Charlotte, North Carolina. And in this video, you see people, you know, they're kicking it, they're shooting the music video, and then all of a sudden the gunfire erupts and everybody starts running. Check this out.
Oh my God, who's in the car? She better get the fuck out that road.
All right, so you guys just saw that. So now another interesting thing is that back in 2020, I had posted this video because I was very disturbed about this. I even talked about it on my YouTube Live. So this was about a month after his brother died. He had signed a new artist called Wisdom, and Wisdom is from Charlotte, North Carolina. And in my personal opinion, this is what I wrote. I said, this video is blasphemous, in my opinion. It is bad enough that rappers love toting guns in music videos, but why bring this into the church? That demon time energy has a strong hold on some folks because they are really arguing that these visuals are okay and artistic. Now watch these same fools go on Twitter crying and posting RIP when the next rapper gets shot. Shake my head. Make it make sense. They really got all these AK-47s in the churches house. So now in January of 2020 as well, he was filmed on camera assaulting a hotel worker. He claimed that he was trying to protect his daughter because the hotel worker wanted a picture. I believe the man ends up filing a lawsuit, but I'm not sure. Another thing that happened in 2020 as well, in January 3rd of 2020, DaBaby was arrested in Miami after fighting a music promoter. So that was another situation. Supposedly the music promoter didn't have all his money. And so him and his entourage basically robbed and beat him up. And it's caught on video as well. I did a video about that back then. So y'all can go ahead and check out this snippet really quick.
New Grammy-nominated rapper DaBaby is going before a judge today after his arrest in Miami. Local 10 news reporter Hatsa Vella is live in Miami with what we are learning about this robbery investigation that the rapper is connected to. Hatsa.
Well, Sam, I can tell you no bond for the rapper because he has an outstanding warrant out of Dallas, Texas. But now he's also facing a new charge here in Miami.
Jonathan Kirk.
Jonathan Kirk, known for his stage name, The Baby, in felony court this morning, arrested, the judge said, on a warrant from Dallas, Texas. The charge is engaging in organized criminal activity.
Do you want to waive extradition? That means you're agreeing to be sent to the state of Texas. That would be after you resolve the local case here, which your lawyer is working hard to do.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's the Texas case. He's also facing local charges that stem from an incident Thursday at the Novotel Hotel in Brickell.
Okay, Mr. Kirk, what you're charged with here, sir, is a crime of battery. I'm
Here is 28-year-old Kirk in misdemeanor court charged with battery. It is at the hotel. Police say Kirk punched one person. Then Kirk and several other males started attacking another man said to be a music producer. The producer had met with Kirk to pay him $30,000 for a performance that was supposed to take place at Cafe Iguanas on Thursday. When the producer showed up $10,000 short, police say the confrontation started. So in misdemeanor court, the judge told Mr. Kirk to stay away from the victim, also to stay away from the hotel. Here's what's interesting, though. He told the judge there's about $250,000 sitting in his hotel room. Not sure what's going to happen with that money, but we do know Mr. Kirk will remain in jail. Reporting live this afternoon in Miami, I'm Hatsa Vella, Local 10 News.
Now, shortly after that, another crazy incident happened. Now we're going into 2021. And in March 3rd of 2021, the baby was facing a lawsuit over a violent attack on a man whose home he was renting out for a video shoot. The problem is this was supposed to be just a regular Airbnb, and the baby decided to film a music video in this guy's house, and that was not part of the agreement. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys some of what's going on here. They're saying the homeowner, Gary Pegger, claims that he rented the home to the rock star rapper for a private vacation with nine friends for a cost of $43,706. In legal documents filed in Los Angeles, Pegger alleges that the rapper's real name, Jonathan Lindell Kirk, subsequently violated the terms by shooting a music video at the house, which included about 40 people. Upon confronting the group in December, Pegger claims that he was thrown to the ground by one of Kirk's associates with the rapper in a nearby car as the incident unfolded. And so some of that was caught on video. But what's even crazier is that what was caught on video was, you know, it was cut off. He's looking to get $117,000 for the charges. But he's saying that not only was he beat up, they also knocked out his tooth. And on top of that, he's saying that his upholstery was damaged, the floor was damaged, they had defaced his property, he had a sculpture that was broken. And if you see some of the pictures from the videos that was shot in his house, I think if you're a renter, if you do Airbnb, nobody would be comfortable with this type of stuff being shot at their house for that price. Because if they were to do a regular music video shoot, it would have cost them hundreds and thousands of dollars. So they were trying to do this on the low and run out this man's place to, you know, to cut corners. And he wasn't okay with that. So here goes some pictures from what went down in this man's home. This is why he was upset when he was seeing them posting pictures on social media is why he showed up to his house. Like, what is going on? This is supposed to be a vacation. You know, this is this man's other business is renting out his property. So if people see guns and drugs and everything else, who's going to want to stay there with that type of energy, you know, being shown in his home? I mean, there's like AK-47s and, you know, maybe some of them are prop guns, but prop guns are real guns. It doesn't matter. That's not what he signed up for. So that's why he showed up and he was literally beat up. So then after that, we have the whole controversy, like I told y'all earlier, with him, you know, on stage being very homophobic, you know, saying all this stuff that he was saying. But what's so interesting about the whole rolling out situation, that's why I say cancel culture is bullshit. After all that drama and celebrities like Elton John and, you know, Madonna coming out to speak out against Baby, Rolling Loud Miami has invited him back for the 2022 edition. So after all that drama, he is on the 2022 lineup as of March 2nd, 2022. They announced it. So that's very interesting. Now, something else that happened in 2021 was back on November 15, 2021, he had all that drama that went on with his baby's mother, Dani Leigh. So again, Dani Leigh was messing with the baby. He claimed she was just a side chick, but then she showed evidence that they were in a real relationship. They were around each other's families, parents, things like that. And so he gets upset. He ends up blasting Dani Leigh. He calls the cops on her. It was a big mess. I talked about this. It also hit the news. That's how crazy it was. And since then, her career has just really tanked. Like, he's brought nothing but bad energy to her and her career. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Tonight, CMPD tells us that singer Danielle Curiel, also known as Dani Leigh, is facing assault charges.
This after rapper and Charlotte native Jonathan Kirk, whose stage name is DaBaby, told police that Dani Leigh assaulted him.
And y'all come get her. DaBaby posted to Instagram Live, alerting fans that he was calling the police. The Charlotte rapper reported that singer Danielle Curiel, also known as Danny Lee, assaulted him. Our cameras captured this scene outside an uptown Charlotte apartment complex of a woman who appears to be Curiel talking to officers who were also talking to someone on the phone. Eventually, Curiel was charged with two counts of simple assault.
I have made it this far being 100% myself. Never compare your journey to somebody else's.
On her Instagram story, I Am Danny Lee, Curiel documents a relationship between the two artists and that they share a baby girl.
You gotta take care of them kids.
The dispute between the two seems to have played out over the past 48 hours. Her post claims that DaBaby told her to get out. His post says he has video of her beating on him, evidence that he says he will not post on social media.
But I am a follower. That's the only reason why she rambling. Everything else is gonna come to light. I come to light when I ain't participating in none of the foolery, man.
In one of the last posts on DaBaby's Instagram page, he posted a statement saying that he is focused on his new music project and that he does not want to press charges, that he just wanted her to be peacefully removed.
All right, so you guys just saw that video, and now we move into 2022, and DaBaby is involved in more fuckery. So this time, the first incident in 2022 had to do with DaBaby and Danny Lay's brother, Brandon Bills, basically getting into it at the bowling alley. DaBaby was not on the list. He was not invited. Brandon Bills was there. He was on the party list, and he was posting things on his Instagram story. So obviously, DaBaby saw it and knew where to catch Brandon slipping. So what he did, he bought his entourage there, and they basically jumped Brandon and beat him up. Now, since then, they're saying that Brandon is not cooperating, so the charges are being dropped. I believe, you know, DaBaby might have paid him some money so that way they don't have to go through the whole legal battle, because Brandon was going to sue DaBaby, but now everything has come to a standstill.
Happy Easter, everybody. We got to wake up the next day to a whole bunch of stuff that I don't even know about. You know, I was never cooperating. You know, I was never gonna cooperate. I was never gonna put nobody in jail. I've been in jail myself. I'm not gonna put nobody in that situation. You feel me? So all y'all talking all that snitch shit, you know, y'all might as well put a quit to that, cause ain't nobody a snitch here. Never will be a snitch, never was a snitch. That shit went viral, the whole world saw it. You know what I'm saying? They came to me. They asked me what happened. I said, look at the video. The video tell you everything. It went viral. Millions of people saw it. I don't need to say anything. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I ain't about to go press charges and go to trial and go do all that. You feel me? What I am going to do, though, is go tell all of y'all to go listen.
Now, another thing that has happened is most recently, he had a home invasion. He had somebody come on his property and he shot this man. Now, granted, he could have easily killed him, but he shot him, and then he went on to post this on his social media. He says, I chose not to take a nigga life the other day, and it felt great. And then he showed the clip of Cameron from Paid in Full, where he says, niggas get shot every day, B. You'll be all right, nigga. Y'all remember that clip. Then he also goes on to say, buddy ain't deserve to go. I step righteously. Heal up and live, my boy. Just don't bring your ass back. So now the audio from the entire situation is out. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the audio. Y'all go ahead and listen to this.
New at 5, we just got the 911 call from the Troutman home of rapper DaBaby last night after a shooting on his property. Go ahead and take a listen.
What's going on there?
Got you passing on my property. Here you go. Yeah.
Sir, what did you do?
I shot him in his leg.
Okay. And why did you do that?
He's trespassing on my property, calling me by my name. I don't know what he's here for, what he's here to take, what he's here to do, but
okay,
he's shot me red.
He's
neutralized until you guys get here.
So that shooting happened around 7:30 last night at the rapper's home in Troutman. That's right on Lake Norman. It's heavily wooded, and it's surrounded by walls and fences. Queen City News reporter Robin Kennedy is uncovering some new details for us. She's live at the Troutman Police Department with more on what she's uncovered. Robin?
Annie, the police chief is telling us that the man who was shot did not live at the home and he was not welcome there. The chief also telling us that only two other people were around at the time when the man was shot, DaBaby and another person. We have guns and shovels. That's the sign posted outside the mansion of Grammy-nominated rapper DaBaby's massive piece of property in Troutman.
You just gotta be a fool to test DaBaby. You just gotta be.
You're just asking to die.
Troutman police say DaBaby was home Wednesday night during a shooting on his property. They're not saying who pulled the trigger or whether it was justified. Police say the man who was shot did not go inside the house. The chief saying everything happened outside DaBaby's mansion, but on his property.
It is a large property. On the roadside, there's a significantly tall concrete-type wall, and then it's surrounded by, on the other side, a pretty high chain-link fence.
The police chief says the man was shot in his lower body and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The chief would not say if DaBaby knew the man who was shot.
Working around this area, it's obviously pretty secured, so to step over there and get in the way or get to him, you're basically just writing your own death sentence.
Now, the police chief says they're interviewing people right now, and they did gather some evidence from the home. They'll be presenting that to the district attorney, who will determine if any charges are filed. I'm live in Troutman. Robin Kennedy, Queen City News.
All right, y'all. So y'all just saw that news clip and y'all heard that audio. Isn't it disturbing that even people who know anything about DaBaby, the white guy with the nose piercing is like, yeah, you know, to even go over there and be on this property, you're asking for your own death sentence. Like, that's very dark. Now, I'm not saying that DaBaby didn't have the right to shoot him in the leg because he was trespassing. So this is one situation where I can't be mad at DaBaby. But isn't it very interesting, though, that this man is on your property. He actually may be coming there to do harm to you and your family, but you only shoot this man in the leg. But the teenager that was at Walmart, who I do not believe was going to do anything to DaBaby besides ask for a picture, you kill him. So I'm thinking what may have happened is that DaBaby is maybe seeing that maybe what he did years ago at Walmart to those kids are coming back to haunt him. He's been just having a string of bad luck. And y'all can say, well, he's rich and he's on tour. That doesn't mean anything. Money doesn't mean peace of mind. Money doesn't mean happiness. I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm talking about in his life, all of this trouble that's just following him. You know what I'm saying? It's just very strange. And now you have this random intruder coming to his home. We don't know if that man was coming to rob him, coming to kill him, coming to kidnap one of the kids. We have no idea, but that's very, very disturbing. And, you know, thank goodness he was home. But I find it very interesting that this time he did not kill that man. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want that type of energy on him. And so now let's fast forward to this situation that he's viral for as of yesterday. Him and his artist, Wisdom. Now, Wisdom is the guy that did the video in the church that I talked about a few minutes ago where they had the guns and the AKs in the middle of the church. That was a video that DaBaby directed. He is signed to DaBaby. But what's very interesting about this is that out of nowhere, DaBaby punches Wisdom, and he almost low-key kind of missed, I believe, and Wisdom is hitting him right back. So they get the fight in. What they're fighting about, I'm not sure. But what's even more interesting, if you guys don't know, back in June of 2021, Wisdom has taken an attempted murder charge for DaBaby. This is what's crazy about this situation. So let me go ahead and read to you guys what happened. DaBaby was questioned by detectives. They said that he was heading to Prime 112 with his friends and another group was leaving. The group clashed and then bullets flew. Body camera shows the restaurant patrons being redirected around the fallout. DaBaby was not charged. AWOT still faces several charges, including attempted murder. The second suspect had attempted murder charges dropped against him, according to court documents.
Tonight, Miami Beach police have arrested the two people they say are responsible for the shooting right outside a popular restaurant.
Detectives say witnesses and surveillance video are clear about what happened. CBS 4's Jessica Vallejo is live on South Beach with more for us. Jessica?
Well, tonight, two men are in custody and they're facing several charges, including attempted first-degree murder. Now, Elliot, Lauren, it all happened right here at this Prime 112 steakhouse, and police say it started with a dispute that turned into gunshots.
Sound like fireworks went off and kind of checked over and looked at the balcony, and then they kept on going off.
Noah Wilson called it a war zone in South Beach Monday night.
We pulled up binoculars and saw people running and screaming on the street.
Wilson immediately grabbed his cell phone and captured this video of gunshots fired before midnight near Ocean and First Street.
The first round initially, which sounded like 20 or 30 or so, and then that kind of got our interest, and then we went out and then we heard another round maybe 2 minutes later, like 20 or 30 or more.
Two people were shot outside the popular Prime 112 steakhouse on Ocean Drive and were taken to the hospital. One remains in critical condition. Miami Beach police confirm it all began with a verbal dispute between a group of men. This woman, who did not want to appear on camera, was inside the restaurant when it all happened.
Because we seen one other rapper. He came in. He came in and he was looking like he was looking for somebody.
This tourist says the argument got ugly.
Like the whole restaurant got up and ran out. We ran out, got to the front door, and then the dude started shooting and we ran back in.
Miami Beach police have arrested two men who are now facing several charges, including attempted first-degree murder. According to the police report, 29-year-old Christopher Urena took off in a stolen vehicle after shooting a victim in the back. And this rapper, 21-year-old Wisdom Awu, chased down victims who were running away towards a nearby park. He shot a man in the leg. Earlier Tuesday, rapper DaBaby was questioned, but he was released.
Something has to happen to stop this growing amount of violence. I don't understand.
Again, two people were taken to the hospital. One tonight remains in a critical condition.
All right, so you guys just saw the news clip from when everything went down on South Beach. So once again, like I said, I feel like there's a lot of bad energy around DaBaby. I don't know if it stems from when he took that young boy's life. He claims it was self-defense. He was not charged. He never faced any time for that. And I don't know if it's maybe something tied to that energy with that kid in the Walmart. But it seems like ever since then, he's just had a string of constant bad luck, bad press. Granted, he has decent music. He's hit the billboards and everything else. But it seems like there's just always, like, he's always attached to some type of negativity. And it's always pertaining to some type of violence or shooting or a fight. You know, he has a very volatile energy. So he's a very volatile person. Just like as you're watching the fight video, he's literally walking past Wisdom and then he stops and just swings on him. So I'm not sure, like I said, what caused it. Hopefully they'll both come out and speak about it. But I truly believe that there's a dark side to DaBaby. And I think a lot of fans right now are just tired of his antics. So right now, folks are dragging him on Twitter. And one of the comments that I saw on Twitter, this person says this: so many talented people not getting a chance, and DaBaby out here in the wrong career. He needs to work at the Waffle House. And it had a lot of likes, a lot of retweets. I mean, I think at this point, even people who have defended him in the past, they're just tired of the antics. At this point, he's more known for his violence, his drama, him being arrested. You know, he's more known for that than even his music. It's definitely overshadowed his musical career. And I just think it's just really sad. So I hope you guys enjoyed the breakdown of the dark side of DaBaby. And maybe I'll do some more videos like this of, you know, artists that just have like a darker side to them. But let me know your thoughts on the video. Make sure you guys hit that like button. Feel free to share the video. And do not forget to hit that subscribe button, honey, because YouTube loves to unsubscribe people from this channel. So go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Bringing you good tea and good vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.